When we suffer for the sake of the gospel, it's helpful to remember that we don't suffer alone. Not only does the church suffer with us, but Jesus does too. Through our spiritual union with him, our sufferings are his sufferings. This theological concept of union with Christ is present throughout the New Testament, but it's particularly prominent in Paul's writings and can frequently be seen in phrases like, in Christ, in Jesus, in the Lord, in him, and so on. But how exactly does this union work? What does it mean to be in Christ?
Well, one of Paul's favorite terms for what it means to be a Christian is to be in Christ. And the idea there is that as we become a Christian, we are brought into such a relationship with God that we're tied up with the person of Christ. So it's because of his sacrifice for sin, because of his resurrection from the dead, that I can know forgiveness, that I can know new life. And that's integrally tied to Jesus' person and work. So to use a shorthand, Paul says that I can talk about being in Christ because all that is Christ's benefit is become my benefit and standing before God too.
Jesus told us that he came in order that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But you know, in this life, after we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we still experience suffering, pain, illness. We still die. We still have frustrations and ambitions. We still experience irritations and, for that matter, griefs. You know, a part of what we need to recognize here is that evidently, a part of what it means to receive this abundant life is to have Christ in the midst of these things. We will come to know things in our Christian life we would not know if we were never irritated or frustrated. We would never know if we did not experience grief as well as exhilaration and joy. I think there's something more here that's really important. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that you might have life that is abundant. But you know, we are yearning for something. A part of what it means to be in Christ is to yearn for the fullness that he's going to bring. There's a day coming when Christ is coming for his church. There's a day coming when Christ will reign over all things in a way that is visible to all. There's coming a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There's coming a day when every eye will be dry and every tear will be wiped away. A part of what it means right now for us to have the abundant life in Christ is for us to rest in Christ, experiencing all the joys and travails that come into a life in this fallen world, while yearning for that which we know is coming. The abundant life means trusting Christ until he comes.